What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt each and every morning. This podcast drops wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube as well on the Betting Pros YouTube channel, always being brought to you by BetMGM. I'm sorry to get this out a little bit later than normal. I know a couple people on Discord channel were like, Matt, where is it? Well, I was having a very long conversation with Dave Sharapan, our good friend of the podcast, and talking about his podcast, Cash Considerations, and talking about what's happening in the industry. And there's just some, I mean, this is such a unique place to be right now with all these acquisitions and all these news stories that are breaking. And you can talk for hours. And Dave and I just spent like 2.5 hours on the phone talking to each other about where we are here in the industry and what's happening and what happened with the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. And I mean, there's just things that are happening that we did not even know about. And this is just kind of a crazy story. But if I had cashed my bet, all right, I posted two tickets. One was in the Daily Juice I told you about. It was the $3, $18 trifecta that I had posted. But if I had hit big and I played a tri-wheel for $54, okay, if that had hit, if I had come in, let's just say I had the seven horse at, which I didn't, unfortunately, but if I had that at number two, because I had one in three, the seven horse, a $1 bet, which is what I bet, would have paid out, I believe it was $1,600. So I would have won $1,600, except in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, the books in Vegas came to an agreement, or lack thereof, with Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby. That bet would have been capped at $300 at certain books. The book that I placed it at, it would have been capped at $500. So I would have walked to the counter expecting $1,600, and they would have told me that it's a $500 win plus taxes coming out. So I would have made $450 on that $1 bet. After betting $54, I would have expected a return of $1,500 plus. That's why I was on the phone with Dave Sharapan for 2 hours. That was the conversation we were having because I could not believe it. It's in the house rules, except nobody was told that Vegas was booking the Derby themselves. They were not participating in the pari-mutuel market, which essentially you're just a ticket taker and you're holding the money essentially as you give a cut to Churchill Downs for having the race and booking the race. Vegas didn't do that. Vegas decided to book it themselves, and the books decided to implement a house rule that states when they book a horse race themselves, they can cap it at whatever they want. And they capped it at $500 or $300. So I am actually very happy that I did not cash my ticket for the Kentucky Derby. Because if I did, I would probably be in a jail cell, or at least most likely I probably would have been a headline like on TMZ for sports radio, sports podcaster, sports gambler Matt Perrault jumped across a counter when he was told that he did not win $1,600 or more, by the way. It could have been a bigger bet. It could have been a bigger hit than that. It could have been $2,000, $4,000, $5,000. It could have been $50,000. It could have been anything, right? It just based upon the odds of what the trifecta would have paid out with that tri-wheel that, for you guys who don't, if you're not in the Discord channel, you didn't see the ticket, but I put the ticket up. It was a tri-wheel that I had bet for $1. $54, 54 bets, all $1. That $1 trifecta would have paid out at $1,600 if I had had it. I didn't have it. I had first and third. I didn't have the second place horse. Unfortunately, didn't have the seven horse. But if I had, I would have been irate. And I did not know that until Dave shared that with me on my radio show today. So we had a long talk tonight about how in the bleep does that happen where we don't find out about that. That when you walk to the counter to make a bet, when you're up there, this is why I stress know the house rules, because I got burned on this with DraftKings a while ago with golf. Remember that whole thing that went down in golf where I thought I had a tie in that whole reworking after the tournament's over type crap that don't pay out for ties. That thing, I learned that was a really unfortunate. And now I learned for the Kentucky Derby that they can just implement house rules and the books can just do what they want and not tell you that they're doing that. No announcement, no broadcasting, nothing. Just when people walked up to cash their ticket, they were told, well, actually, you didn't win $1,600 or, you know, $3,800 or even more. No, you didn't win any of that. You won $500. Excuse me? Yep, we decided that we were going to pay out the odds ourselves. We booked it ourselves, and we can cap it. Per our house rules, we can cap your win. I to this, as I'm saying this, I'm still like my blood is boiling just saying this right now. I cannot believe this happened here in Las Vegas, and no one has written about it. No one has talked about it. This is what I do for a living, and I did not find out till Dave told me live on the air today. Hey, Matt, by the way, did you know that if we had hit that tri-wheel, we would not have won what we thought we had won? We would not have won what others had bet. If you bet it at a different jurisdiction, you bet it, you know, at the track, you bet it at a track in Nebraska, whatever. If you'd bet it somewhere else, you would have won the track parimutuel $1 trifecta odds. Not in Vegas. Not in Las Vegas. How about that? That story is absolutely insane. And it's not being talked about anywhere. But I learned a lesson tonight. Know the house rules, folks. Know what your house rules are. It's so important when it comes, because I would have had absolutely no recourse, because all the book has to say is it's in the house rules. Did you read the house rules? And my answer would have been no. But nobody told me that you weren't in the parimutuel market. You were betting it yourselves. You were booking it yourselves. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have bet it otherwise. Why would I have bet it in Vegas? That's stupid. I could have missed out on a $10,000 payout. Unbelievable. Sorry. Told you I was on the phone for 2 hours talking about this, going crazy. So today, or yesterday rather, we go not bad. So we missed on the John Collins prop by a half a point. That stunk. So we got 15 and a half under. He scored 15. We didn't hit that prop, but we got Rudy Gobert over 13 and a half rebounds. That hit late for us. That was nice. So 1-1 on the player props. The Discord bet does not hit. Islanders, they do not beat or did not even win the game. They lost the game to Buffalo yesterday. And so that was 0-1 on the Discord. Now that we're 4-3 on the Discord bets. And I went 2-0 with my NBA plays, the under for the Golden State Warriors up against the New Orleans Pelicans, and we got the Knicks plus 3. I got the money line as well. I told you to sprinkle on the money line. I did that as well. So Knicks money line cashes, Knicks money line, or Knicks plus 3 hit as well. So another winning day, another small winning day for us. Nothing huge, but a winning day is a winning day, and not bad. And we get to kind of go right back to it with a couple of these bets and plays. So I can't bet the Warriors-Pelicans total yet because the total is not out. If the total is around like 230, 240, 238, 240, somewhere in that range, I'm probably going to come back on the under here. The number is 1.5. New Orleans, once again, is favored. New Orleans was favored by 3. Well, it opened at 2.5. It was bet up to 3.5, and it came back down. It closed at 2.5. My guess is the Warriors will go off as a favorite here in this game against New Orleans. And Steph Curry is just playing on a different planet, and everyone's expecting the Pelicans to kind of bounce back here. But we'll talk more about that game coming up here in just 1 second. But I've got one hockey play to give you, which is actually a parlay. I don't like these picks today. I'm just going to tell you right now, here on a Tuesday, we've had 4 good days of small wins, small incremental wins. I'm a little bit scared of these bets today, but I got one hockey play and 2 NBA plays to give you guys coming up here. I do want to announce the winner, though, before I give you the picks of the Trae Young autograph signed jersey. Let me just pull this up. The winner is, hold on, that's the wrong channel. The winner is Benjamin from Tucson, Arizona. Benjamin from Tucson, Arizona, you have won the autographed Trae Young jersey from the Daily Juice podcast. Thank you for leaving that review. If you guys want to be a part of the giveaway, and the giveaway this month is pretty darn cool, I'll make that announcement on tomorrow's podcast, what we're giving away this month. You're going to like it. I will make that announcement, and you can go and leave a review. Apple or Stitcher, bettingpros.com/juice. You screenshot the review. That's where you drop it, fill out the form, and you will be entered in to win forever. It's one time, one review, and you're good for every single time, every single giveaway. And we've got more cool stuff to be given away in the month of May. I'll make that announcement coming up tomorrow. Okay. So here's where we are with the NBA. Warriors are catching 1.5 points. I don't have a total as of yet. Okay. I'm going to come in here and play the Warriors +1.5. And this could be a sucker bet because the zigzag theory that New Orleans got blown out at home, you know, they're going to come back and they're going to play really hard and you expect them to play much better here against the Warriors. However, let me just read you the quote after the game by Draymond Green about what Steph Curry is doing. 123-104 was the final. Steph had 41 points yesterday. It's the ninth time that Steph had 40 points or more during the year, and the sixth time he's had it over the last 15 games. Draymond Green said, "Anytime you step on the floor with Steph Curry, there's an advantage there. So teams are terrified of him. And everywhere he runs on the floor, with or without the ball, teams are terrified. That's the type of gravity. He pulls a lot of weight. I don't want to see a team with Steph Curry on it. We all know what he's capable of. That guy can take over a game and make it hard for any team in the NBA on any given night." Okay, the Warriors now are 33-32, and they need this victory tonight. All right? They've got to keep winning if they want to keep themselves right where they are, which is not great, by the way, okay? They're 33-32. They're a half a game up on the Memphis Grizzlies, who lost last night to the New York Knicks. And they're not going to catch the Portland Trailblazers, but they've got to keep Memphis at bay because they want to be in the 8 spot. Because the 8 spot means you win one game and you advance, okay? And then you take on the 1 seed, but the 8 seed is much better than the 9. The 9 means you got to win 2 games to advance. So the 8 is incredibly valuable. So staying right where they are, a half a game up, and Memphis has one game in hand, they got to keep winning. This is a playoff game tonight for the Golden State Warriors. They know it. They got to keep going. I'm going back here with the Warriors +1.5. I know it's very chalky. It's going to be very public. Everyone's going to be on this. I will look to add the under in this game. I may have two plays on this, but I'm just going to keep going here. If you want to bet the money line, I don't blame you either. Money line is right now, the time of taping is +104. So it's, you know, either laying -110 or +104 on the money line, but I'm going to take the 1.5 points just in case. And Warriors +1.5 is the first play for us here coming up tonight for a half a unit. Second play in the NBA. We're talking about the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets. Really interesting game. This game was won by the Milwaukee Bucks by 3 as 2.5 point favorites. They are 2 point favorites coming back here today. But when you look at the Bucks right now, they're 30-34 against the number. Brooklyn's 33-32. Over the last 10 games, 6-4 against number for Milwaukee, 6-4 against number for Brooklyn. This is an important game, and maybe a more important game than people realize here, because you got a 40-24 mark for Milwaukee, a 43-42 mark here for the Brooklyn Nets. But these two teams, in a lot of ways, you got to kind of look at the home court advantage as to how these teams have played at home and how these teams have looked. And I really think being at home is a huge advantage here for the Milwaukee Bucks. At home, Milwaukee just is 16-15 against the number. The Brooklyn Nets are 17-15. And again, kind of on the zigzag theory, but if you look at the last two games against Portland and Milwaukee, Brooklyn did not cover. They've lost both those games. I just think this is a team that's won 3 of their last 4 straight up. They've covered 3 of their last 4. They covered a 9.5 point line against Charlotte. They covered a 1.5 point line against Chicago, winning by 10. And they just beat Brooklyn at home. Same theory here when it comes to the Warriors. You know, same teams, same place, gonna come back and just expect a similar result. Okay, I could be dead wrong on this, but I'm gonna come back with Giannis and company to come up with a big win here. And clearly, you got to look at injuries when it comes to both these two teams. Harden is still out, and if he was in this game, I probably would be all over Brooklyn, but he's not. He's gonna be out of this game. And you've got, you know, Kevin Durant, you got Kyrie Irving, but I think this Milwaukee team is starting to come around. They're starting to see the playoffs around the corner. And I'm going to run back here with the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm going to lay the 2 points here with Milwaukee in what should be a really fun game between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. I'm looking forward to that. But took the Warriors right back to run it back. I'm taking the Bucks, same theory, to go ahead and run it back here. I know both those picks seem incredibly public and they seem incredibly chalky. And yes, I am concerned about them as well. I'm sure you're listening to this going, "Hey, Matt, really?" This late in the year, I'm going to trust that the books have enough sharp, you know, data to go ahead and take these small dog and small favorite to do exactly what they did the previous game, which is win the game outright. So Warriors +1.5, Bucks -2 for our two plays in the NBA. Been fairly decent with the NBA recently. And so we've hit our last four NBA bets we've hit here on the Daily Juice. Actually, no, last five. We hit the Suns, the Warriors, the Knicks, and the last two, and then two bets last night. So we hit our last five NBA bets. So we've been pretty warm in the NBA. Hopefully that continues. And again, I may be on the under, depending on the number, but I may be on the under for the Warriors and the Pelicans again. That hit last night. We may come back on it again here coming up for tonight. All right, so one play in the NBA to give you guys, and it's a money line parlay. I hate this bet, but it's just, I'm making it just because. It's -108 odds on this. The Boston Bruins against the New Jersey Devils. It's the last game of the year between these two teams. New Jersey leads the series 4-3. Boston on the road is 15-8-3 on the road. The Devils at home are 6-18-3. Okay. For whatever reason, the Devils have played really well against Boston, but Boston has won the last two games since the trade deadline. Well, actually, no, one game. Sorry, they've only played one game since the trade deadline. They won it 3-0. But they won a game 5-4 as a shootout back on the 30th of March. This game is in New Jersey. As I said, Devils lead it 4-3. The final scores have been 3-2, 2-1, 3-2, 1-0, 1-0, 5-4, 3-0. The under is very much in play, except there's a problem here. Both these teams are scoring and giving up a lot of goals. The over has hit in four of the last five games for the Devils. The over has hit in three of the last five games for the Bruins. The Devils scored 4 games against Philly and 5 goals against Philly and 6 goals against Philly in their last 3 games. The Bruins scored 6 against Buffalo, 5 against Buffalo, and 3 against Pittsburgh. The play I thought about making was just take the under here. And I'm nervous about the goaltending. I'm nervous about both offenses. And I thought, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. So I didn't go Bruins money line. But I can't bet the Bruins money line because the Bruins money line is -230. I'm not doing that. The New York Islanders are not losing back-to-back games to the Buffalo Sabres. They can't. Why? Because of the playoff race. The standings are significant, and the Bruins just passed the Islanders last night. Islanders can't lose another game here, okay? They've got 67 points. The Bruins have got 68 points. This is a huge game tonight for the New York Islanders. They cannot lose this game tonight. Just a two-leg money line parlay, -108 for a half a unit. Bruins money line, Islanders money line. Just taking those two teams to win, and hopefully they come in and cash for us. Okay, so the bets today, again, player props will come out in the Discord channel. People are making fun of me how I say the link is below me. Not blow me, but below me. Okay, below me. Below me is the link to get into the Discord channel. Okay, you people's dirty minds, man. And that is on the YouTube channel, or you guys can get it at bettingpros.com/chat, bettingpros.com/chat to get involved with it. All right. So stop being that way, guys, to get in. Player props will be there for you guys again for the NBA like they've been every day for the last couple of weeks. It'll be there. To recap, Bruins, Islanders, Moneyline Parlay, -108, half a unit. Warriors +1.5 against the New Orleans Pelicans, eyeballing the under. Check the Discord channel for that. And then the Bucks laying 2 at home against the Brooklyn Nets, going with Milwaukee to get another victory against the Brooklyn Nets. Those are the picks. Those are the plays. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.